The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Schultz of Crawford County. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Julia Costello.
Heavenly Father, we come before your great throne in heaven as brothers and sisters in Christ and as the people of Iowa. We ask today your wisdom be granted upon us as we make decisions for the people of Iowa. We ask for patience, tolerance, open-mindedness, that we could hear other opinions and not take it out on the person themselves, but debate the ideas, and that the merit of the ideas would win the day. Heavenly Father, we ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has adopted the following resolution. House Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution putting an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa. The Constitution of the State of Iowa does not recognize, grant, or secure a right to abortion. Will require the public funding of abortion.
Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the Senator of Carlin, or of Woodbury, Senator Carlin, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Informed Choice of Iowa, I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. They inform people about vaccinations. This is something, as a lawyer, I've had some personal exposure to. There's a reason why they have $2 billion in a vaccine injury fund that the federal government puts money into, because people really do get injured. But it's just good information on how the process of vaccinations comes to be, and whether or not a mandate is something that should just be granted or really thought out and looked at objectively. So they're putting on this social. There's some dinner, some good information. I would strongly encourage you to consider coming tonight at the tea room at 6 o'clock. I think you'll enjoy it. They're a really sharp group of people. So thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators that seek the floor, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a brief point?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, I just want to extend my sincere gratitude and thank you for the passage of my father-in-law last week. All the text messages, phone calls, flowers, plants that were sent to me. You don't know how much it meant to my family. I also want to thank the members of the House. They also reached out, and also to the lobby for everybody who reached out there. Thank you. Thank you for your patience last week with me, and I'm back and ready to get back to work. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Senator. You've been in our thoughts and prayers. Chair recognizes, seeing no further senator seeking the floor, the chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus briefly in room 22. I move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 3rd at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Wednesday, February 3rd at 9 a.m.